the platform. Step up and speak out.
This is a good evening at ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. The name is Larry Quitter. It's yet another episode of The Platform, and it's just gone 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm with you until half past the hour of 8 o'clock. Thank you very much for choosing ZFM Stereo as your station of choice. Just to remind you of some of the frequencies you can listen to us, of course, is on Chimanimani 91.3, Karibo 105.3, Mutola Shanga 97.6, Nyanga 98.2, Gweru 104.3, Kadoma 105.2. Bulawayo, in my hometown, 106.7, and we're broadcasting out of Harare, where our frequency is 106.4. If you want to listen to us over the internet, just go to www.zfmstereo.co.zw, and you can listen to us via the TuneIn app. Just download it and look for ZFM Stereo, and you can listen to us live and in charge. The conversation is being streamed on our Facebook platform. Just go to facebook.com/ZFM Stereo and then follow the conversation. I'll be reading your feedback on there on that social media platform, as well as on Twitter at ZFM Stereo. That's our Twitter handle, and on Instagram at ZFM Stereo ZW. And of course, this show is available as a podcast within 24 hours of live broadcast. The WhatsApp number is open. It's 0731 168 045, so do get in touch with us throughout the program. Now, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reassigned retired and appointed new permanent secretaries recently. The Ministry of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services got itself a new permanent secretary answering to the name of Ndavaningi, Nick Mangwana. We have the pleasure of having him in the studio tonight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry, for having me.
First week in office, what's in your in-tray?
There's a lot in my in-tray. We got a few corporations and entities under our purview. Most of them do not have boards. So for these entities to function well and legally, they need the boards. So we are dealing with that. We are going through CVs to establish whether somebody is well qualified to run some of these boards, and that's what we're doing. We are also familiarizing ourselves, because as you are aware, both my minister, Honorable Mchangwa, and the deputy are also new. They were there 3 weeks before me. So we are meeting the current boards of the entities that do actually have boards, and we're also meeting the executives, and they are telling us where they are coming from, where they are at, and where they thought they were going. And then we, from there, we decide whether that's the direction in policy wise that the entity should be going.
So it's fair to say at the moment that's what you're seized with in terms of finding the appropriate issues around those boards.
As far as the administration of the certain entities are concerned, but there is also the issue of our own the other mandate, which is publicity and information sharing.
I want to deal with this in stages.
Okay.
I'm going to find out a lot more, because I'd like to find out a lot more what's happening under the specific entities. We're going to go through them one by one, as well as to get people to understand what the ministry is all
that's
about.
Okay.
And given that sort of scenario, you come across as very tech savvy. Twitter is one of the places that you preferred medium of communication. Yeah. And the ministry is now visible on that platform, which is commendable, by the way. We're going to deal with the low-hanging fruit of this conversation.
Sure.
You tweeted last week that, and I'm going to read the whole tweet, "Thank you to everyone that takes time to write suggestions and sends them through. All emails sent are read through and contents discussed."
Yeah.
These are taken seriously. "An interesting email suggested that Ziana should be disbanded because it is no longer relevant, right or wrong." So what's the latest on that one?
Ziana is one of those entities that hasn't had a board for a very, very long time. It's thin on staff at the moment, and we are yet to meet with the chief executive officer. No decision has been made on the direction we are taking with Ziana. There has been arguments. This is just conversations. The arguments which have come from elsewhere, where, for example, somebody said that, look, Ziana is a news agent, just like Reuters, AFP, and so on. Those organizations are not making profits anymore. They have, some of them have changed direction and so on. In the new information age, where people get information from or leads to stories from social media, they get this from certain bloggers and so on. Does Ziana fit somewhere there, or is it fit for purpose? This is the conversation that is, but this is not suggesting that Ziana will be disbanded in any way. It was, as we said, and as the president said, we are listening people, and it was just to stimulate conversation.
Stimulate the conversation?
Yes.
Okay, so say I'm sitting at home, and we'll repeat this a little bit later. I want to get involved in this discussion.
We got that Twitter handle. We'll go through every message. Mm-hmm. I don't know where people got some emails, addresses, but people have been emailing things. And actually, people have been coming physically to drop documents. We got piles and piles of suggestions at the office. And we've got some PDFs, PDF documents, formatted documents that have been coming through our through my WhatsApp, Minister Mchangwa's as well. And we just send that to print. And to be honest, it's just voluminous stuff. But we go through it all because, like we said, our job is to coordinate the wisdom of Zimbabweans. So Zimbabweans bring their wisdom. We take it on board and say, okay, this is a good suggestion. Let's look at this a bit more. The conversation between the government and the people who are our major stakeholders and who are our clients as well is meant to be two-way. And the two-way is not just us telling them what's going to happen and they tell us, oh, we don't want like that. It's their suggestions, they come, there's so much wisdom. That's why we are one of the most literate countries in the world. There is so much wisdom among our population, and that's the wisdom we tap on.
0731-168-045. I'll be looking at some of your messages very soon. Do get in touch with us. And now, going now to, we've gone talked about Ziana. So you indicated that you've been assigned a number of acts of parliament and corporations to superintend. So, for example, I'm mentioning some here: Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe, Kingston's Transmedia, New Ziana, Zim Papers, Namzim, Zim Film and Television School of Southern Africa. So I wanted to go one by one.
Okay.
On what this is. So I'm going to pick up one by one and then give us an indication of what the discussions have been and what the president referred to as within the 100 days, the quick win, high impact things that you're looking at doing. So let's start off, of course, the superstar of all of this, those being the single TV station and everything around it.
There is a big link between the ZBC and the BAS and the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe. In that, the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe is the licensing authority. So they are the people that license other television stations to come on the platform. Now, ZBC has got capacity and has got enough content to run a total of six channels. Now we are just finishing six studios. So ZBC is almost ready because we got capacity for 24 channels in Zimbabwe. And we're going to have 24 channels going forward. And of the 24, ZBC, we have six. But there has been debate. Those who listen to parliamentary debates would know that Honorable Mchangwa was asked by Honorable Ndebele about whether the issues of the bus board whether certain licenses issued in the absence of the board were done illegally. We are taking legal advice, obviously, from the Attorney General on that matter, so we'll leave that alone. But our intention is not to take any risk in terms of legalities. So one of the first things that we're going to do is to make sure that BAS has got a board. Then the issue, there's the Forex challenge, which the country is really struggling with at the moment. That is what has informed the other delay in fully going digital. But we have an intention, hopefully within the 90 days, to have finished the bit that has been left. That is, let me put it in what people would understand, is to get the decoders. And once we get the decoders and Buzz has got a board and has licensed the other, hopefully within the next 100 days would have switched on.
Okay, when you say get the decoders, are you saying landing a decoder into the country or having distributed decoders?
It's distributing, because then Transmedia, again, we can't speak about these corporations in isolation, because they feed into each other. So Transmedia is the signal holder of Zimbabwe, so, and they also own the transmitters that we have in Zimbabwe. They maintain them. So, for example, if you are in Blue in Gweru and your television is playing up, it's most likely to be Transmedia's problem. They are the engineering and the technical side of things. If you want to get into a certain frequency and there's a problem, they are the people that they have the custody of those signals. So your question is, should we, I mean, we need all these three, right? The ZBC, which broadcasts into your home, the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe, which licenses the ZBC to have these other channels, and the Transmedia to have the capacity to carry the signal to the remotest of areas in Zimbabwe. So that's why I said you can't speak of them in isolation. They are all linked together. There are three companies which basically on a relay. This one passes the baton to this one, this one passes the baton to that one, and that one passes the baton to that one.
Okay, so I want to come back to speak on the issues of licensing, because that's a big one as well that people are talking about.
Yeah.
You mentioned that boxes will be delivered into the country, and you're hoping to switch on within 90 days from now. Am I correct?
Days. That's our hope. We are working very hard, and we are talking to a partner regarding Forex, who is going to help us. I mean, there's a transaction we're going to do. It's too early to make pronouncements about that. But we hope within 100 days we will be switched on.
So approximately how many homes do you hope that you'll be able to provide boxes for within that time, notwithstanding the fact that, of course, there's so many homes to get through. But by that time, how many?
We're looking at 100,000.
So you're saying 100,000 within the next 90 days.
That's our hope and that's our aspiration and drive.
And will these, will it just be the 60 television stations that have been switched on, or are there others?
The total is 24. If Buzz licenses the other 18, then that's great. If Buzz does not has not licensed the other 24, then the likelihood is it's going to be 6.
Okay, so in simple terms, are we saying digitalization will have arrived in Zimbabwe within the next 90 days in its completion?
We hope so.
Okay. Do we have a worst-case scenario? Could it be 110 days, 120 days, fail-safe?
You know, when we set these 100 days limits, it's 100-day projects, programs, and whatever. There is always plus or minus. It might not be even 100 days. It might be less. It might be 110 days. Because 100 days, it's not. We're not. You know how it doesn't work like that. There is always plus or minus. You know, the reference range. There is a reference range there that you work with. But we hope we are working towards the target of 100 days. And the president expects us to be doing what we said we'll do in 100 days.
Okay, so, before I move on to the licensing aspect, mm-hmm. you tweeted once about the content on the single TV station.
Yeah.
And it not being in a great state, to put it mildly. Mm-hmm. What is the strategy behind that?
We have had a conversation with the ZBC. thankfully, they acknowledged that the tweet was right. They actually said they huddled around that tweet. So all the top managers and the producers and they came together and said, okay, here's somebody who has lived elsewhere, who has seen things in a different way, and is saying we are not up to standard. This person is definitely coming from a good place because he's simply saying you're not benchmarking well with others. So they acknowledged, they validated that tweet, even though I took it down later. The point is, the solution is not going to come from the ministry. The solution is coming from the ZBC. We coordinate that solution. We intend to bring in training to the ZBC. We intend to bring in standardization with other international stations. And we have got an intention of benchmarking the ZBC against the best in the world. We intend to support the ZBC in having, you know, exchange programs where some members of the ZBC would go and work in a international standard station and see how things are done. That way we can have skills transfer. And also we the skilling up of certain people. And obviously where people are limited, we would expect them to deploy people in accordance with their skill and capability rather than somebody whom we know is no longer fit for this to remain there. But when you look at governance, we give direction and they implement the direction rather than we don't run the ZBC, we don't run the ZTV. I'm not going to go there and say please program this or we have this program or that. There is somebody who is employed to do that. All we are saying to them is that our clients, our mutual clients, are not happy with this product. So how do you intend to enhance this product? We as a ministry, we're going to capacitate you this way and tell us how you want to achieve it. And that way they wouldn't feel that we are micromanaging them and we are top heavy, bringing on solutions from the top. But we believe that there is enough skilled people. And by a few, we believe there is now, there is enough motivation should the people get the support they need and the direction they need. And that's our attitude.
You tune into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going through so many of those. We've got some loads of questions that came from you at home. But, of course, we want to go through all those entities that fall under this very important ministry in as far as the conversation on the media landscape in Zimbabwe is concerned. ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town.
Feel the summer of Z. Moving the nation in one voice. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a music your hit music station, my station.
To all you Twitter heads, connect with ZFM Stereo on twitter.com/ZFM Stereo.
The platform. Step up and speak up.
You are indeed still tuning into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. I'm here with the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Information, Information Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Ndavaningi Nick Mangwana. Thank you once again for coming through to us. We were going through those different entities that fall under your purview. So there's a Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe. Of course, we talked about it, made reference to it. What is the plan around that? And especially given you talk about 90 days of licensing, what's the expected efficiency about it, the turnaround time and stuff like that?
There is a process for licensing, be it stations or frequencies, pretty much. The process also includes public inquiries. That's why I'm saying, certainly when it comes to the ZBC, we should have the six channels on. When it comes to the others, our job is to make sure the board is in place, and it's capacitated. We hope to make the BAS, which is the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe, purely regulatory, rather than it does other things that it shouldn't do. So whilst we're chasing our goals, the biggest one I know and I believe we can achieve is the ZBC one, that the 6 channels rather than the 24, because the 24, some of the things are not in our hands. As you know, in the past we have had situations where certain people have applied for licenses and never used them. So if the bus issue out licenses and then the people have not somehow failed to switch on, then you are going to come back to me and say, Nick, you said we're going to have 24 channels in 100 days. We don't have. What's in our hands is the ZBC. What's in our hands is having the boards in these places. This we can achieve. As you know, the boards, again, there's a lot of, there's interviewing, there's the vetting that has to go in. Being fair to us, doing this in 3 months plus 10 days is actually a tall order, but we intend to deliver it, and we're going to deliver it. So what's our target? Our target is the ZBC should not be having one channel in 100 days. Our entities should have boards of directors in 100 days. So in as far as BAS is concerned, that's our intention.
So the question that's come in, 0731168045, will those other stations be paid for at the ZPC? As in, will people pay to access them?
I believe they should be on preview. I believe they'll be on preview. Sorry, freeview, rather. On freeview.
Okay. So then the next question is, how is the content going to be paid for?
ZBC right now, as I'm talking to you, has got over 8,600 hours of content.
So there's content that's ready?
It's ready. It's a question of switching on. So 8,600 plus hours of content is a very, very, very large amount of data.
Okay. There were questions that were asked by filmmakers.
Sure.
Who worked with a body that was working around digitalization. So, have you looked at the proposals that were put together by filmmakers in the last couple of years? Says those will help him to get going if indeed he wants to work and change things for the better.
I haven't particularly looked at these ones, but I can say we have looked at contributions that came from different sections of society in the last week that I've been in the job. I've engaged with most of those corporations and entities that we have there. I haven't engaged with Ziana yet. I've made a few calls and I expect to be doing that this week. I haven't visited the film school yet. Mm-hmm. So that is something that I also intend to do this week. And as far as content production is concerned, especially from the film school, that is something that I will have to look at, and it's a conversation that I would say we're going to have when I'm a bit more familiar with what their vision, where they are going, and what we intend to do. But we believe, as a ministry, there's a lot of talent in Zimbabwe. And whilst we do not have the population of Nigeria, but I believe we can have our own Zollywood, which does very well, if we give them enough support. And I believe in the media industry in Zimbabwe, we got capacity to employ a lot of people. And because we got creativity in this country, all they need is support. And the ministry intends to provide that support.
You're still tuned into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. We're going through as many of these to try and get the nooks and crannies, because a lot of the times I think there's very little understanding around what these boards, or rather what these entities get up to. You did mention, just to finish off with the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe itself.
Sure.
You did make reference to issues around the board and so forth. Is there anything that you could be, other than the fact that you said there were questions asked around the legality of some of the licensing because of the composition of the board?
This entity has not had a board since 2014.
Okay,
so there is none.
The lack of a board composition could be nothing.
There's
a state of nothingness.
Right. You are the spin doctor now.
Mr. Alistair Campbell. So anyway, the question that I want to ask, though, is what will the mandate be in as far as how the registration of licensees? Because there has been this feeling that, okay, it's not as open as some people feel it, and that the licensing, we don't know what's going on.
Okay. I think in the last year, BAS, the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe, licensed about 9 content distributors and video on demand services. If you look at the composition, these are the major media players in this country. Obviously, we've got Zimpapers, which is the flagship, really, when it comes to the media in Zimbabwe, because they sell more papers than anyone else. They circulate more news than anyone else. So they got a license. We got AMH, basically, that the corporation under the publisher, Mr. Trevor Ngwe, again, is a major media player, and they got a license. We've got AB Communications, which is where I am. Again, another major media player. That's why I'm here. If you were very small, I wouldn't be here, because I would reach no audience. But I know I'm reaching local and international audience because you're big and you're a major player. You got a license. So who out there sought a license and didn't get it, and they're a major player? The answer is nobody. All the major players that sought licenses got them, because we're talking of 9 entities that got licenses in just about the last year alone. So listen, we are opening up the media space, and people are getting employed. You're employed. The people that are doing the on video on demand, the VODs, are employed. Look at some papers on their online platform, they're employed. People are being absorbed into the media industry, and it's an industry because it employs people. It's an industry which can be expanded as we open the airwaves more and more, and that's what we intend to do as a ministry: open up the airwaves so that Zimbabweans can speak for themselves, so that the voice of everybody could be heard, and there is a platform, different platforms for people to choose to communicate if they wish to.
Okay, 0731 168 045. Somebody says, is ZBC accepting new content besides films?
Is the ZBC accepting new content besides films?
Yeah.
That would be a conversation between the corporation and the producer. As I said, we respect governance structures. I do not interfere with production. I can simply say, there's a problem here, gentlemen and ladies. This product is not right. What can you do? There are people that went to school for these things. They are very good at what they do. They just need direction and support. And that's what we do. They need an enabling policy. That's what you do. But when you find Nick Mangwana behind the controls, trying to be what he's not, then that's a problem. We do policy stuff, and we execute that policy, and we support.
Okay, so someone's got a question. Somebody says, why not merge Transmedia and ZBC and make one product which will cut cost, for example, board members, etc.?
The ZBC is a player, right? So let's suppose we give AB a license to compete with the ZBC, yet the ZBC is also managing the signal. How does that work? It would mean that the ZBC is conflicted. So if AB Communications somehow starts getting error messages, or they are switched off, or they are not reaching because one transmitter is not working, they would actually think they are being sabotaged by the ZBC, because the ZBC is holding the the infrastructure, it's also controlling the signal, yet it's also a player. So what Transmedia is a separate entity that the ZBC actually pays to function. And and AB, if it gets a license, I'm not suggesting it would or it will, but for example, if AB Communications applies for a license, they are also getting a player. They also buy the frequency from Transmedia, and they pay a fee to Transmedia, like the ZBC is doing. So merging the two does not work, because there will be conflict. I think it's coming out clear, right? So that's the problem. So we have to separate those two entities, because one was the signal and the infrastructure, and the other one is a player.
Okay. Now, you did mention the fact that you haven't been to ZIFTESA, so mm-hmm. it wouldn't be fair to ask you about that question now, unless there's any insights that you have in as far as anything that you have already looked at.
What we've just looked at is the history. What I looked at is where did we come from, and this was actually one of the best film schools in Southern Africa at some point. We're going to go back there.
Okay, you get in touch with us on 0731-168-045. Now, look, there's issue that can be, that needs ventilation perhaps. Like, we talk about 24 TV stations, first mm-hmm. of all. Then you mentioned the other nine outside that are on demand and things of that nature. The cake is getting tiny.
That's correct.
Is there, how will these survive?
The entrepreneurs who are applying for these licenses, they have to be creative enough to reach an audience outside Zimbabwe, especially the video on demand type of thing and so on. Like you are doing right now, you know that if you want your advertisers to have a big impact, or your commercials have a big impact, you have to reach outside our borders. And you are reaching outside our borders. So because Zimbabwe is a very small population with a certain type of income per capita, which is not sustaining to all these players, but we have to open the airwaves. That's the direction we are going. We are not going to protect anybody. Everybody has to compete, and that way we improve our quality, because if you want to win, then compete like every other person. 24 channels get the viewership.
But there's this big argument happening on the African continent.
Sure.
That you've got, over the top players like your Netflixes and so forth that don't pay any taxes here. They just come in and they play in this environment. And certain organizations here have to actually invest in workers,
yeah,
infrastructure, and developing content and so forth.
Yeah.
And you say you're not going to protect anyone. What does that say?
No, we are not saying that as a ministry. What we're going to do is look at how other people protect their industry, how other countries protect their industry, and then we develop our policy based on that. We make our suggestions to say, okay, there is this thing that has been going on between YouTube and the United Kingdom government, and how did they resolve it? What were the issues? Some people are paying licenses here, but some people are broadcasting free into this country. How does that play? How do we protect our own industry? We need to develop our industry. And the only way we can develop this industry is to protect it in some way, but not to shield it from competition. But we have to find a way. And we do not have to invent the wheel. The solution is there somewhere, which we'll look at.
0731-168-045. Do get in touch with us. So when I come back, I want to find out now about this ministry. What exactly is this ministry? And there's that part that nobody ever understands, the publicity part. So you can have a discussion with the permanent secretary when I come back from this advert.
The platform. Step up and speak up.
You're still tuned into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. And yes, we're having this this discussion is going to be a long discussion, because essentially we're going to be talking about content and all those issues, and I think the future of content across the world for the next 5 years, really, because of the new challenges that are coming across with its content over the internet and things of that nature. And in the studio, I've got the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services. Now, the question I want to ask that many people, we need clarity on the responsibilities. Who is the government spokesperson? Who's the presidential spokesperson? Are you responsible for both roles?
No, I'm not. The Deputy Chief Secretary for Presidential Communications, Comrade George Charamba, speaks for the President. I'm in charge of executing and implementing policies, advising the minister of my minister, which is Honorable Mutangwa, giving technical advice on police matters and direction. But she is the government spokesperson.
Okay, so, we're asking if you were talking more about the ministry. But now at least we have clarity over what the permanent secretary actually gets done. Going forward now, what I wanted to ask next is, you know, the challenges now around, because also from a misunderstanding of those, sometimes, you know, people are still stuck in election mode, and there's challenges around polarization and media landscape. And I mean, I've seen in some instances, many people still speak to you as purely as a representative of your party, in spite of the fact that now you're in civil service. Is it also an issue of concern to you?
Yes. One of the things that the president has asked us to do as a ministry is to help depolarize Zimbabwe and unify Zimbabwe. So from the media houses that we superintend over, they understand that we do not expect toxic narratives. The idea was we give the freedom, obviously, to publicize, freedom to do this and the other, but we've got a national responsibility, and especially where government has got a role. We've got a national responsibility to be everyone's government. We've got a national responsibility to bring people together, because it is only when Zimbabweans are together that we can develop and reach that goal of a middle to upper income country by 2030. It's not going to be done by ZANU-PF members alone, leaving those who voted for the MDC and those who sympathize with the MDC. No, it's going to be done by every Zimbabwean, including those in the diaspora. So to do that, we need to foster an atmosphere, an ecosystem, which is very, very unifying, which is very detoxified of the type of vitriol which we do pre-to elections. The next elections are going to be in 2023. There is no election now. Right now, everybody should rally together and let's build our country. There is no need to fire brickbats at each other at this point. Maybe at the beginning of 2023, when we're building up, that's the reason why there's a day when the president declares that let's get into election mode. I've proclaimed a date. At the moment, there's nothing to let's all focus on building our country. The president looks at this thing that when you go to Britain, you would hardly find a British attacking attacking the country. Might attack a party, yes, but they will not attack the country. Same to America and any other country. It's unpatriotic to be attacking your country. It's unpatriotic to do things that you know is going to, the things are detrimental to your country. It's unpatriotic. And surprise, surprise, that's the problem that we have in Zimbabwe. But maybe we have that problem because people cannot identify with their government. Maybe they cannot find a buy-in in their government. Our job as a ministry is to make sure that everybody finds their own place in their government. Everybody identifies their space within their government, because this is a government for Zimbabweans and of Zimbabweans. Yes, people go to elections and some vote this way or the other, but once we've come together and said, okay, these are the results, from here, we build our country. we can tussle and do whatever we do and argue and contest each other for the next 5 years. What it would mean is the Zimbabwe will lag again another 5 years behind, because a horse cannot kick and pull at the same time. And when we start kicking each other, there will be no pulling, and that furrow would not be ploughed.
0731168045. Sir, what's the minister's stance on royalties and payouts for creators? We have numerous examples of actors, comedians, etc., and musicians have come and gone, unfortunately, without much to write home about. Is Fairview a sustainable model, though?
We are developing a policy. We will speak to the stakeholders, and we will find, I'm not an artist, but we'll speak to the artists, and we will find a solution. Look, all the ideas come from people. I've followed this royalties thing. The ZBC hasn't paid. It's all so much. And I've seen letters on my desk, which people saying they are owed so much from this year to that year and so forth. Yes, in this constricted fiscal space that we are operating under, who will look at all that? We're not making any promises, but one promise that we can make is we're going to engage.
Yes, 0731168045. Reading a couple more of your messages, but while we do that, there's something called national interest.
Yeah, that's correct.
How you talk about the titles that fall under your purview, but how do you encourage national interest outside your purview?
Part of our job is to brand the country, to help brand the country together with the Office of the President and Cabinet. And considering that the entities that are under our purview are very large entities and major players in the media industry, if they set a national tone for national interest, there is likely to be a buy-in. There is also likely to be a cascading of that to all other entities, because that will be the tone which everybody has adopted. If they set a toxic tone, the likelihood is polarization will enhance, with the gulf between us, the gulf between them, actually, as media players, will be wide. We actually looking at a system where people come together. Considering how many newspapers are being published every day, they are not too many, you know. The circulation for all these entities is not too many. Daily News, Newsday, Herald, there is absolutely no reason why these entities cannot use one printing press and capacitate it and maximize it. There is absolutely no reason, because it happens in other countries. All you need is your own template, and they've got their template, but you can use the same printing press. Because if you have got a printing press that same has got a capacity of giving out 200,000 copies, and you're printing 30,000, you are underutilizing it. So why can't they come together? So that's part of depolarization. Yes, obviously the narratives will be different. Yes, the editorial slant will be different, but there's nothing that stops you from pulling resources. It happens in South Africa. It happens in Britain.
Okay. Do get in touch with us on 0731168045. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/ZFM Stereo. A couple of messages here. Somebody says, Mtulisi Ngube says, why is APC full of fake divisive news or decisive? I think meant divisive, not decisive.
Sorry, can you rephrase the question? I'm trying to.
So you said, why is APC full of fake decisive news? But I think you meant to say divisive.
Okay, right. The ZBC has been following a certain narrative. I'm not saying it's fake news, because I don't know if it's fake. I don't believe it's fake. A divisive slant could be interpreted that way. Now, if our clients are interpreting the output from one of our entities as divisive, we'll look at it and we'll make sure that it will be nation building and it will serve national interests. Because what we do not want is a divided nation. It serves nobody. It serves no national interest.
So, when you say you look at it, is it looking from perspective that you think it is merely a perception issue, or may there may be an actual issue?
If I'm perceived to be greedy, for example, then there's something that I'm doing wrong, which is giving people that impression. Before I look at what, why people are, I mean, at the person that's saying it, I would think, what did I do that caused the people to believe that's how I am? So the change has to be in me. It has to be introspective. It has to be inward looking. That's what we have to look at. Why do we have people that perceive the ZBC as, say, partisan or polarizing? What are they doing? What is the ZBC doing? That's what we'll look at. And then we say, how do we learn from this? How can we change? So how can we adapt so that we are not perceived as that? We are awake to the reports that came out of different observers during our elections, and regarding the media especially. So we are saying, when we get to 2023, we do not expect any observer to say the same things that have said this year. So the onus is upon us as a ministry to change that. Because why? Because it's not good for our people. It's not good for our country. Not because the observers have said it, but because when people that we invite, when you invite somebody to your home and they speak a few things, you don't want your guests to think like that anymore. But you also look at your own constitution and say, what does our constitution say? And our job as a government is to implement our constitution and deliver to the people, because that constitution embodies the aspirations of the Zimbabwean people. And that's what you intend to do as a ministry.
Okay, some responses on Twitter at ZFM Stereo, that is our Twitter handle. Tasha says, it's not about quantity, but quality. This is in reference to ZBC and extra channels. Nat K says, I get listen to us from Johannesburg. Please tell him to bring professionalism to our TV and radio in terms of personnel and infrastructure. Semuna Kambogara Kuchando. That's Nathan Zingoni. Just looking here at a couple of other messages here. We will take another break. I want to come back, and there's a question that's been getting asked multiple times by our listeners, and I think being the ministry is something that you'll be able to comment on. Is the FM Stereo my station, your station, the hottest radio in town?
Z, the platform. Step up and speak up.
So tune in to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. And the studio, as I said earlier, we've got the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Ndavaningi Nick Mangwana. Now, right now, there is a crisis in the country. The prices of basic commodities have skyrocketed more than thrice. What is actually happening?
What's happening is people are profiteering. That's the long and the short of what's going on here. We can't find a justification, because if you look at them, okay, let's listen to the arguments that have been proffered by different people. One is that because of the parallel market rates for the bond versus the US dollar versus RTGS, and then some are saying now instead of 1-to-1, there is 1-to-2.5. Okay, so under normal circumstances, let's suppose that's correct, and I think it's correct that there are people, you know, there's a parallel market rate of 2.5. It means that the worst thing that would happen is from the time when the price was, or sorry, when the rate was 1-to-1, there should be a 2.5% or 2.5 times difference, right? Meaning if something was costing $1, it should cost $2.50. Logically, that makes sense, right? Now, why is it that some things have gone 10 times higher? Some have gone 11, 15 times higher. Well, how do you justify that except that people are profiteering? People are out there to make money, to make it very quick. And unfortunately, even those who are formalized are turning into dealers. So you have a formalized supermarket changing prices for God knows why, very different reasons. And unfortunately, that's hitting the consumer. There's loads of justification. For example, somebody says, oh, because of the 2%, taxation on mobile money transfers or something like that. Again, that has not been implemented yet. So how do you justify raising your prices to that level? It's ridiculous. I've experienced it. I've been in the shops myself and I've seen that things have gone up. How do you justify it? Except that people are callously profiteering and ruthlessly greedy. That's what it is. Unfortunately, within a free market economy, these things happen. But they shouldn't happen. It's unfair on the consumer. It's unfair on the people of Zimbabwe. Maybe there's a political angle to it. Some have said, yeah, if you pull that together with the type of fake news that's being, floated around, you would believe that narrative.
So when you say fake news, what fake news are you talking about?
Somebody says, for example, in this shop in Bluffield, there's no bread whatsoever. I take a drive there personally, and the shop is full of bread. Then somebody says, oh, this bread has gone, has escalated in price to this level. I go to the shop myself that they've mentioned on Twitter. I do actually make those forays. And what do I see? Maybe the bread that has gone up is seed bread, which is not what everybody eats. But if you check out the other type of bread, which we normally eat, is still on 80 cents or whatever it costs. There is a price difference in quality in everywhere you go. There is bread in Britain that costs 49 pence. There is also bread that costs £3. So if I go and say the prices are escalating in Britain and then I take a photo of a bread that's costing £3, which is not what I eat every day. This could be, distortion. It's not fake news. But what do you say about somebody who caught the Minister of Justice saying that, for example, he is going to, impound passports from anybody who is not going to pay something called a diaspora tax, which he has not said anything about that and he has not had an interview. These are fake news. This is fake news. That's what's been generating every day and in the last few weeks.
I've gone into shops and there's been no bread. In instance, I've gone to shops and there hasn't been bread. I've shortage of medicine in pharmacies. The Zimbabwe's Association of Doctors for Human Rights released a statement recently and say, and I've seen the cost of a product that I won't name on radio being going up from $27 last week and $55 this week, and the week before it was about $10. I'm trying to reconcile some of the things you've said.
Okay.
This cough mixture that was $10 has gone up by five times within a certain period of time.
That's something I've said it's happening. Mm-hmm. I've said that's happening. I've said there's no justification for it because if you were justifying
now we understand there's no justification. What happens next?
What happens is the government is going to intervene through engagement because what we are not going to do, what the government is not going to do is to set price controls because we know what that will lead to. That will lead to what happened in 2008. Things will not be in shops. But the government will engage the parties that are involved. We engage industry. We engage commerce. And we'll get a solution.
But I will ask a question where, I look at it and you say, okay, I get what you're saying and so forth. How do you get, inspiring confidence in some people? I was talking to a friend of mine today, and we're talking about the number of people that in the last couple of weeks have left the country, closed their businesses and left the country because of the environment, a lack of confidence. I've got a friend who closed business and is gone. So how do
really?
You... For whatever reason that they have. It's not fake news. What I want to ask is how do you give confidence to someone who today is thinking, should I stay open? Because how long is it going to take for engagement to take place?
People should keep their business open. Engagement is a continuous process, but definitely things are coming back to normal. Regarding the bread, before I came here, I was speaking to Mr. Tafazo Msarara, the president of Zimbabwe. What are they called? Zimbabwe Millers Association or something like that. Grain Millers Association. Yeah. Grain Millers Association. And I was asking about this issue about around wheat. And he was telling me wagons are coming in full of wheat. That is train wagons. He was telling me some more are coming on the they're coming on the road. In 2 weeks, this country will be flooded with wheat than it requires. You know, this is the type of thing I'm talking about, that things are coming back to normal. Whatever forex challenges that have been been experienced, some of the reasons for this is because Zimbabwe's industry is expanding, actually. I would give you an example. In January, the fuel demand in this country was between 100 million liters a month to 110 million liters a month. Do you know what the figure is now, the demand? You don't, I'll tell you. It's 160 million liters of fuel a month. And where is this fuel going? It's going to economic activity. There is more economic activity here. You doubt me, speak to CZI. They will tell you their industrial use capacity is gone up. So this type of demand obviously does strain our forex reserves. How much is our demand on forex right now? Our demand on forex is around 120 million just for fuel a month. That's a lot of money going towards fuel. There are things that we can do also as citizens. If we stop importing some of the stuff we import, then we might save a lot on forex, because we're exporting actually much more than we have ever exported right now, but we are still importing more than we are exporting, and hence we're straining our forex. And most of the problems that we have suffered from is because forex challenges. Maybe the Reserve Bank has taken a couple more days before it has released forex to this sector or to that or the other. So we need to retain our own forex and only import the essentials that we need.
Okay, let's go back now to your ministry before we go.
Thank you. That's the topic I came to discuss.
Final word on the ministry. What is the major thing that you're most excited about tackling going forward?
Making ZBC fit for purpose and having more channels. The moment we have channels, like the six channels we're talking about, say from the ZBC, one will be a music channel. And I expect a lot of local content, which will promote our local musician, which will promote that industry. I expect a film industry, the movie channel. And the movie channel, if it bears and if it has a lot of our own productions, local productions, that will make our industry, our film industry, boom. And every channel that we're expecting, obviously the sports channel, that will be another channel. 24 hours of that. And obviously there will be the news and current affairs. Citizens will be discussing. Citizens will come and be heard. There's a lot of excitement. The moment we switch on, come to me and we have a whisk.
Permanent Secretary for Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Nick Mangwana, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Stay tuned to ZFM Stereo. Coming up is Chill Out With Our Story. I'll be back with you tomorrow between 8:30 and 9 p.m., but stay tuned to ZFM Stereo. My name is Larry Quiridai, and as I always say, asilwisa sebenza. Take care of yourself.